Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emerson Dickman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emerson Dickman. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell bunts towards the mound. Dickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Dickman. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Peacock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Peacock. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McNair reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. QL moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Wright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Finney throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Tresh trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling scores. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Woody Rich now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Krivic scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Rich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Carey pinch hits for Woody Rich. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor catches it and throws to first to double up Soltis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.